episode 501, September 21st, 2020.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
A fucking great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Rob and Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Rob and Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Rob and Joe.
What's up, everybody? Doing our new time here, 5:30 to 6:30, because Joe and I have our purple power hour.
Yeah, I'm sure the chat, the people in chat who have families, I'm sure they love, their spouses love when they get home straight from work, and then they flip their computer on to sit in the chat. We actually have some people in chat. Some are clearly not the real names. One is F. But actually, the F-U-C-K written out.
Nice.
Why would I not say that? I've said it on every episode.
That's true.
So, Fuck JL is the name of one person. Jeff Gore is on here. Obviously, not the real
right.
Jeff Gore. That's the person who told my friend Tony that I was bad-mouthing him on the radio.
I wish, hopefully, it is the real Jeff Gore.
Yeah, that would be great. Steve Jeppy, I believe that was the guy telling the jokes at Mickey's show.
That's true. Right? Yeah.
Of course, Gramps.
Crushing it.
A few others. I like this one, 68-week itch. I guess they keep counting...
Yeah.
Counting up, not counting down, the weeks of my marriage. Boom PA.
Steve Miller.
Steve Miller, yeah, he was at our show. Thanks for coming, buddy.
Yeah, Steve and Drew.
Yeah, his son came as well.
We'll get to them in a second.
I see MC Reed is in there, too. I think that's a reference to your friend from the Magoobies Wits End thing with Mickey.
Oh, yeah.
Is that his comedy name, MC Reed?
No, it's just Reed. I forget his last name. But mm-hmm. It's no wacky name. It's just his first and last name.
And Romeo Rose, of course.
Of course. Welcome to the show. It was good to see Steve Miller and Drew Miller come down from Pennsylvania to see our murder mystery Wednesday night. Saturday night. And Drew wearing his Once You Go White, You'll Still Be Tight t-shirt.
Yeah, it looked different than the one I knew. You changed the format, I guess.
Really? I changed it about 4 years ago, right, Robbie? Because didn't you do it?
Yeah, I redesigned it 3 or 4 years ago at your request.
Yes, I've never seen it.
Thanks for keeping up.
How would I keep up with that?
I don't know. I've posted a bunch of pictures of people. We have it in our murder mystery, the Christmas one, where we pull it out.
Yeah, the one we pull out is the one that, maybe. Isn't it the old one? Yeah, that's
maybe
the one
don't.
That Dave Wilkerson owns, Landlord Dave, the guy selling the car hauler.
But, you know, we have an opening for our Gramps segment, because JL, you know, he's been too big for us. He stopped giving $10 a month on Patreon for his Trump loving podcast, where he just praises Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's right. If you love Trump, give it a listen.
Re-elect Donald Trump podcast. So Drew Miller says, he messaged me, how much is it to sponsor the Gramps story? Right. Well, JL was paying $10 a month on Patreon. I go, what are you promoting?
Yeah.
Because could we promote, it's his podcast called Cut the BS.
It's his podcast? Drew Miller's podcast?
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, he said we, so assume, clearly it's him and somebody else.
Of course, yes.
I said, we'll debate it on the show. He said, looking forward to the debate on the show, huh? Now.
What's the debate? Yeah, whatever.
Well, I mean, do we care if the podcast, what it's about? I mean, the JL's podcast is, you know. JL's about a month away from supporting anyone who doesn't vote for Joe Biden just to be slaughtered in his streets, and we were okay with taking his money.
Yeah, no,
so we don't really have morals about this.
Of course, we could also say the views. What's how do they say it? The views. What's the word?
Right.
The views
we don't support
presented or whatever on Cut the BS are not necessarily those of the Rob and Joe show.
So I'm all about that, but Robbie, you're telling us, you said in the pre-show that there's another candidate.
Yes.
A bidding war.
It looks like that might be the case, and it's the same offer. It's another podcast, and we had a similar exchange. This is what they wrote me. What does it cost for quality time to sponsor the Gramp segment? I'll even record a special Jeremy drop for it that will alarm and make Mac Berkson cream his jeans.
Well, let me say this. If it's apples to apples, we have to think quality time. He's,
but we're already promoting quality time.
Yeah, but if he's asking to do right. it, how about, is it possible that one of them does, they sponsor a different segment?
There
Are they
go.
Fighting for the Gramp segment? Meanwhile,
that is the ideal segment you want.
Yeah, that's
yeah, and Gramp, but he doesn't always have a segment.
Right.
Well, Gramps better get some new segments. COVID has really ruined the Gramp stories. He doesn't get out.
Yes, yeah, so what's he gonna say? Well, today I went to the bank and the and the post office. He goes to the bank and the post office every day, including Saturday. When the mail's not delivered,
right?
Okay, I guess it is, but I guess it's a post office box. Whatever. The point is, when I went there, I was getting there at I can't remember. I think they open at 9. I go, I'll get there at 10:30, and I was talking through my sister, but she was like, he wasn't happy with that. He wanted to be there as they unlocked the deadbolt on the.
So that's what people are fighting over, to pay $10 a month to Gramps tell that story.
Today I showed up at 8:58 and they wouldn't open the door.
Mac Berkson would love it.
That is weird. Today there was a technical issue that occurred at the Magoobie show, and I had to run to, it wasn't a Guitar Center, it was an equivalent store.
Right.
And I got there at 6:01 to get what I needed to get.
Yeah.
And I was like, please open the door, open the door. And they were like, sorry, no. I go, I literally need one thing. And they did. They opened up. And I went in there and they had one left of the things I needed. And I was the most afraid of Robbie. So I was glad they opened that thing up.
Yeah, that worked out about as well as we could have.
And it had gone for 10 minutes.
Yeah, and it was great to be back at Magoobie's. We had the max that we could get in there. It was a fun crowd. It was the debut of our newest show, The Final Rose. Unfortunately, we didn't have our buddy Eric Woodworth of Quality Time. His dog died, let's be honest about it. And Justin had said to me in the middle of the show, should we make an announcement about that at the end? I go, nah, I don't want to. That's sad.
Oh, I thought you didn't want to do it at the beginning to explain, but at the end, once everything was over, I did say something.
Yeah, people left crying. But no, so obviously, Eric couldn't make it, which we understood. We find him. Clearly, you can't just miss a show and not have any repercussions. But we were able to overcome missing Eric, and we think put on a pretty good show. We'll be back October 30th for Halloween Whodunit. But a little bit of controversy, Joe.
Okay.
We get this message on our Facebook page, and let's just go back to April when Katie Robinson had the great idea to help raise some money in these trying times for Die Laughing Productions to do a raffle, and the winner gets a t-shirt, and Allison Jenkins, her and her husband Taylor, big fans of the show, supporters of the murder mystery, supporters of our comedy, all our endeavors, the Moore Network.
Were they there?
We'll get to that, Joe. And so
I guess I don't know what they look like.
Katie... idea for the raffle. I helped collect the money and then announced the winner, and then
the only thing I was responsible for is getting the gift. The prize to the person that won.
Exactly. We got the shirt, the size, the address, everything. And you said, you know what? It's near my house. I'll drive it over there. So then, fast forward 3-4 months, Taylor sees Eric Woodworth at a show, and it's like, hey, what the fuck's up with that Joe Robinson dick?
No way he said that.
I might have paraphrased, but he was wondering where the shirt was, and then you admitted that you forgot, and then...
At this point, I know I'm interrupting, I don't have the address anymore. I need to start all the way over. And I swear, when I was getting the...
This sounds like what Chris Restivo would say. I don't have the address anymore.
Oh, I don't. That's true. But, well, I'm actually telling the truth. Although Chris Restivo was probably telling the truth, right. too. But I swear, when I was getting ready to go to the show, I'm like, I wonder if I should just bring a t-shirt. Because, you know, I don't even know what shirt we're giving them. Is it a Back to the 80s?
Like, we'd already decided that, but you now we've...
I forgot what that was. I'm like, should I just grab a t-shirt in case Taylor Jenkins shows up? And then I'm like, I don't know that I know what Taylor Jenkins looks like, which makes me feel bad because now he was obviously here. And that means if he was there... I definitely walked up to his table and was like, hey, do you have any questions about who the killer is?
Right. You were looking for Taylor Hawkins. Taylor posts on our Facebook. Joe didn't seem to recognize me at the Magoobie show last night.
Oh, God, I'm an asshole.
So I didn't mention Allison's t-shirt. I'm extremely psyched to have made Mac Bergson's list.
Can I see a picture of him? Is there a picture of him?
We'll get to that. And then he goes, yeah, I was Team Robbie. I was sitting in the back, and I know that your computer froze during an audio cue. Mac Bergson chimes in and says, I will continue to monitor the situation, and I will ensure that Joe's rating will be impacted by the amount of time it takes for Allison to get her shirt. On behalf of the fans of the Rob and Joe show, we apologize for any inconvenience this has caused, but unfortunately, fulfillment is run by a different department.
That's my department. All right. So, Taylor, please, does he have Twitter? I assume he does. You know what? I'm going to find him right now while we're on the air.
Yeah. You find him? You're going to go to his house right now?
I'm literally going to go into my... By the way, that...
I don't know if he's on Twitter or Instagram. I know he's on Facebook.
I don't know if he is either. Search Taylor.
I mean, the guy's emailed the show. He's contributed. Wow. He's offered us music.
I just don't know what he looks like. He's a great listener. So, Taylor, so sorry. I don't know how to get... Can you message him on Facebook? Get his address again?
So I have to be the fulfillment
department? I don't know how to reach this guy. How am I going to get him?
Can we just give Joe access to the Rob and Joe Show account on Facebook?
He won't know how to do that.
I don't want to be on Facebook. But if you guys will get me the address, I will drive it over there. By the way, it's a big deal because I'm getting a colonoscopy in 2 days.
Okay.
So tonight, I stop eating at midnight and I start taking the shit that I need to take in order to prepare for this thing, you know, where you just shit yourself
or
whatever.
Yeah.
And I just agreed to be on the air tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning. Tuesday morning.
So I'm a little stressed out about what that might mean. Let me just make sure that I don't have to take that stuff. I think I don't drink it until tomorrow during the day. Let me take a look.
Well, isn't it good radio if you keep having to run off mic? And I mean, you're doing the show from your house. It's the ideal situation
to have that issue. But I'm going
to
make sure that they know, but I don't know that I'm taking that medicine yet. Hold on, I'm looking here.
Well, I think it's good radio if that's...
Here it is.
Things that we're worried about the entire shift.
2 days prior is today.
Okay.
And I don't have to drink anything, but tomorrow...
It can't be tomorrow morning. It's probably the night before.
This is the day prior.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing tomorrow. Begin a clear liquid diet.
Mm-hmm.
No solid foods for the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Red, purple, orange-colored liquids are not allowed. You may have small amounts of coffee or tea without cream. Drink at least four 8-ounce glasses of water throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Then, okay, this won't affect me. So, at 6 p.m., I pour 1 6-ounce bottle of Sioux Prep into the provided 16-ounce mixing cup. I fill the cup up with water, and I consume the full volume. I drink 2 additional 16 ounces of water over the next hour.
Then you head straight to Kohl's.
Then, the day of, 6 hours prior to the procedure, so I got to wake up because it's really early in the morning, I drink another one of these cups of this stuff. Wow, am I even going to make it to the place? Jeez.
I mean, clearly people do this I think you'll be okay.
Well, you're supposed to have somebody drive you, Joe, because you're sedated.
Yeah, no, Katie's going to drive me.
Why don't you have Gramps drive you?
Yeah, I'm trying to see what
time it is. That'd be a good Gramps story, him flirting with the nurses.
Yeah, Joe, you can drink coffee black?
I mean, I can.
My biggest stress was getting the caffeine in the morning.
Well, I'll just drink black coffee. It's not ideal, but right. I'm not.
You know what I did? Mountain Dew is allowed.
Huh.
What?
I drank Mountain Dew in the morning.
Doesn't seem healthy.
I can't drink.
So you've done this, Robbie.
Oh, yeah. And they said my colon looked like an 18-year-old.
Did they really say that?
No.
So this is what it says.
But it was good.
So it says, so the place I'm going, it says, reminder that my appointment is at 7 a.m. Okay. Then it says arrive 60 minutes before your appointment. You think that means arrive at 6 or 7 a.m. the 60 minutes prior? Because then it says on the other thing.
Oh, it's 6.
Okay. Well, in that case, it says to drink that thing 6 hours prior to the procedure. Well, that's going to be fucking 1 a.m. the day before. I mean,
yeah.
1 a.m. I got to wake up at 1 a.m. and I got to drink that thing?
Yeah, that's why I made my appointment later.
You knew that ahead of time, Robbie. You knew that.
Yeah, I read the brochure.
Well, he also, but he knew, and then he didn't tell you to
Hold
do
on.
That.
Robbie, I just want to make sure what you're telling me is that you read up exactly what you needed to do, and then you scheduled your appointment later in the day because you knew you were going to have to, the day of, drink it 6 hours prior. You had all that in mind.
Well, I think it was 8 hours prior, if I recall correctly, but I had a consultant. I sat in with I did a consultation. You didn't do a consultation?
What, are you an idiot?
I talked to the lady, and I said, oh, okay, so I should schedule it later and the day is better. She goes, yes.
Okay. Well, I didn't have that luxury. Nobody consulted with me.
You have the worst possible time.
God, Katie, does she know? Oh, she's going to not be thrilled. She just pulled up, by the
yeah.
way.
Yeah. That's going to be a rough day.
I don't think she knows the deal.
So what happens after the colonoscopy? You go straight home?
Dude, I don't. Robbie, you tell me. I don't know.
Okay. I hearing no issues here. Okay, it's cramps. It's just cramps. God. What was the question?
So what happens? How long does this procedure take? Can you go right home? Do you feel sick that day or
no,
ill?
They give you that Michael Jackson propofol.
Yeah.
And you feel like you fall asleep and then immediately you're like, it's like no time has passed. You're so deeply asleep. It's like almost instantaneous and you feel great when you wake up.
Is it really that bad to have that thing up your butt? Do you really need
you
to
Joe,
be...
you're asleep. It doesn't matter.
I'm saying, but do I really need to be put out?
Why don't you tell him that? You're fine. Just do it natural.
Well, I mean.
Go for it, Joe. Tell him no propofol.
I mean, every once in a while, a pinky gets thrown up there. Not in my current relationship. Okay. But, you know, I mean, yeah. So, you know, it's not like the camera's got to be smaller. Hey, Katie, do you know that?
Hey, Katie.
My appointment's at 7 a.m. Do you know that? Hold on. It's way worse than that. Even that sigh.
Katie is sighing heavily immediately.
I'm supposed to be there 60 minutes prior.
What?
Okay.
How did you do this?
How was I?
Can you hear that, Robbie?
So yeah, I didn't know I had to drive.
She goes, why did you do this?
I didn't know I had to get I didn't know I had to get a ride.
Wait, you know, you can tell them, hey, can we do another, like a later appointment?
Now?
You're not in a rush to get this done.
No, everything you're saying I get, but at this point, none of this occurred to me until now when it's time to do it, so.
Did it occur to you to let me know 48 hours prior that I have to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Do you know what, well, it is 48 hours. Oh, you mean, that's the, so.
Correct.
So listen, you know when I found out?
Well, I'm sure you found out when you made the appointment, but didn't look into it.
No, here's what happened. Yeah, no, you're right. They sent me the information.
Correct. Okay.
Do you read your information a month in advance?
I read my information and put it in the calendar. Look in our shared calendar, and there's things out there through December.
I don't know how to do that, but
how do you cope?
But here's the thing. So it's worse than even that.
Can you Uber there?
Yeah, if you want me to. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't. You better make sure they allow that.
He's saying, Robbie.
Well, he's not going to shit himself in an Uber.
Well, no, if I shit myself.
I mean, I can pick you up. I don't. Yeah.
Well, see, they got to see your ride there. They have to know that you have a ride home.
Oh,
if you're going to
okay.
be after you're sedated.
It's a liability issue.
So it's worse than even that because I have to, 6 hours prior to my procedure, I have to drink the other part of that thing mm-hmm. down there. That means at 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I got to drink all that, and then I'm going to be up
that
all night.
Katie.
No, but I mean, I'm in the room.
Why?
Listen, I find this to be poor planning on your behalf.
Well, I guess this is my way of apologizing for that.
Great.
Katie?
Joe, also, he found out he's sedated. He's wondering why. He's actually considering to do it without the sedation.
Yeah, I don't.
Going against the doctor's orders.
Not orders, I'm going to say.
You should ask to not be sedated.
I'm going to ask if it's an option.
I think you should. I think that's a great idea. I think you should. It's like when women try to give natural births and then they're like, wait a minute, this is a horrible decision.
Yeah, I had some personal experience with that in a previous life. But yeah, I'm going to just
Katie
say...
Katie has stormed off.
So. I'm going to say, how much pain am I going to be in? Robbie, you
it can be uncomfortable. It's not just about pain.
I was not in any pain when I woke up. It was fine. I had no problems. I didn't even feel woozy. I felt fine.
Yeah.
I could have driven home, but they don't let you.
Do I lay on my side?
Yes, you lay on your side.
Joe, I would choose sedation for every single doctor or dentist appointment.
I'm not in stirrups?
No, you're on your side.
Do you have to wear something special? Or?
Yeah, you wear the gown with the opening in the back.
All right.
I can't wait.
I swear to you, I didn't find the prep to be a problem. It was the scheduling of it was the most annoying thing for me. Timing it all out, like you said. But again, I had the consultation that you didn't have the luxury of.
Well, I'm sure I did have the luxury of it.
Are you going to wear the T-shirt you're going to give Taylor Jenkins? Make it more valuable.
Yeah, well, it's up to Taylor, so.
Or you can wear your five-plated clothing T-shirt. Let's take a break. We'll come back. No sedation. Robin Joe Show.
Jealousy, revenge, and a movie stunt gone horribly wrong. Hi, it's Justin from the 98 Rock Morning Show. And I'm not describing my weekend, I'm talking about the newest murder mystery from Die Laughing Productions, Halloween Whodunit. You've seen me play detective, a reality TV show judge, and even Marty McFly. Well, this time, I play M. Night Shyamalan-Domino-Lominaloom, the world's most celebrated film director, working on his new horror project. When someone is killed on the movie set, I go from directing the actors and cameramen to directing a murder investigation. And as always, you can play a part in solving the crime too, and maybe even play one of the suspects. Be a part of the mayhem and hilarity for which Die Laughing Productions has become renowned. Halloween Whodunit? Don't miss it.
Next performance, Friday, October 30th at Magoobie's Joke House in Timonium. For tickets and more information, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
It's your Monday night quarterbacks.
Here's Rob and Joe.
The Purple Power Hour on 98 Rock.
98 Rock.
So we did our very first Purple Power Hour last Monday.
Yeah, can we talk about the phone call you got from?
Yeah, it wasn't
from Rick?
It wasn't a phone call. It was an email. Did I forward you that? You got that email actually. I don't know if you.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, in my Hearst account that I can't get to.
Never looked it in. Right.
I can't get to it. It doesn't work. I've emailed them and they're like, we don't give a shit.
Let me give the gist. So Rob and I did it. He said do 5 breaks, but I think we did 6 breaks.
Yeah.
Each break being 3-4 minutes long. We did about 32 minutes worth of content.
We worked hard.
We played about 12 minutes of songs. The rest were spots. And I emailed or texted Rick. I said, any feedback? So then he typed out an email. Here's my feedback. You need to flip that around. You do about 12 minutes of content. And I need you to pay about 32. No, he said, I like it, but that's not really what we're doing. Our brand is the music and blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay. So, yeah. But then he called back. He said, you know what? I changed my mind somewhere in between.
Well, to be honest, I mean, giving a less detailed breakdown of the game and grading, positions and stuff, that's actually easier to not do all that.
Sure, yeah, no, we're just talking about the game in general and what we saw and things that we thought were funny or whatever. Yeah, no problem.
I had ordered the trial, the 7-day trial of the NFL Game Pass, which allows you to, after that week's games, go online and watch a condensed version of every game, 45 minutes, no time in between plays, so I could really focus and give a breakdown and take notes. And then once I found out we can just have a lighter, fun show, I canceled the subscription. I'm not paying the $100 just to make jokes at the expense of their opponent this week.
Hey, breaking news. Do you know why you're sitting in for Justin tomorrow, last minute?
Yeah, we got the text.
Can we talk about that?
I don't see why we couldn't. Yeah.
Seems like we couldn't.
We couldn't say that his bathroom flooded? Why would we not be able to say that?
Oh, it was why, I think.
Yeah, why?
We'll leave that out. I don't know.
Good colonoscopy.
I don't know why he would care, but all right.
I don't know.
Or why it's interesting. Yeah. But whatever.
Right. Bonus show.
All right, so you want to talk about Chris Restiever, or you want to talk about the murder mystery?
Oh.
Are we done with the murder mystery?
Anything to talk about?
Well, the only thing I want to say is that Robbie, okay, So, first of all, my first question is, Robbie, how old is that computer?
I just had an entirely new hard drive. I know what happened.
Tell me what happened.
Well, tell people what happened first.
Robbie's, blue screen, that, by the way, I haven't seen that blue screen in 15 years.
Yeah, blue screen, scary.
The blue screen of death, as they call it. I was poised to do my last sound cue. I have one cue left for Justin, and then it's music after that.
Yeah, but that music is really important.
The music is important, yeah. But I only missed one cue. And I looked at my computer. I had it with my cursor set, ready to go. I'm waiting for the line. I look back, blue screen on the computer.
And, of course, Robbie looks at me like, oh, my God. Look. I'm like,
I wanted Joe to be aware of what was going on. I rebooted, and we got it up just in time for the music to start. But my mistake was, and I did the same thing at Winchester one time. Fortunately, at Winchester, it happened before the show. But I connected to the internet, to their wireless network, and something updated on my computer. I got a software update of some sort, and it caused a problem. That is what happened. I just have to not connect to the internet ever.
Yeah, you don't need internet.
I just sometimes I go in, I check things, but there is no reason. I should just not do it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what was weird. Why does it take your computer that long to boot up?
That's funny. It doesn't normally take that long to boot up. Usually, it's very quick. For some reason, after it had that blue screen, it took a little while to get it straightened out.
Well, from being on the stage, we had no idea that was going on. So clearly the audience didn't either.
No, they wouldn't have known. But I was stressed because I'm sitting there because I was like, I tell you guys when to stretch.
Uh-huh.
And I did that one time because we were way short. But then we took longer than I thought we would during the intermission, considering the size of the crowd. But whatever. None of that matters. But when I saw...
Because there was no second show.
Yeah, when I saw Robbie's The Blue Screen, I'm like, okay, well, if they throw it to this song and it's not ready, I have no idea what we're going to do. I had no plan, right? And I'm telling you, it's probably within 1 minute, probably less than that. It's probably within 30 seconds that song played that Robbie was able to play that song.
We should have, like, a safe word that says, like, we need a stretch.
No, yeah. Robbie goes, my computer's not working. I mean, he literally yelled out.
I meant on the mic for like, us
okay,
to know.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then I made the sound effect into the mic. I don't know, you heard that when I went dun 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 or whatever.
Oh, that I, yes.
And that's because there was no sound effect to play.
Oh, right? I didn't pick up that was the reason.
You just thought that was hilarious.
And Justin, yes. I talked to him after the show. He thought I was fucking with him.
Yeah, I thought that's what I sort of thought too. Yeah. That was your own little Robbie dig.
But I was thinking the same thing as Joe. I want them to know, just in case I'm not able to play that song, to be...
I had no idea how to let you know. And only thing I was going to be able to do is wait for the song to either be able to play or not, and then say into the mic, hey, just so you'll know that Robbie's computer crashed, so this song's not happening.
And this was supposed to be the song that Tommy sings at the end.
Right, exactly.
Gotcha.
And I don't know what we would have done, but I'm sure that the people on the stage would have figured it out. But, you know,
he could have done it a cappella. But yes, I wanted them to know what was going on for sure if I wasn't able to play it.
Yeah, that would have. Well, hey, it worked out. So that's all that matters.
It did.
And enough about that shit. I want to talk about Max rankings real quick.
Uh-oh.
Because, first of all, I loved them. I thought they were fucking hysterical.
Hilarious.
I really genuinely thought the only Robbie does care where he's ranked, so Robbie cares, but Gramps really cares. Okay, so Gramps cares and Robbie cares, and I had no idea that anybody else cares, but it ends up somebody really, really does care.
You mean the person that messaged me?
Yeah, the person that messages you. Are we saying his name because he said he doesn't want to be part of the show anymore?
Well, I mean.
I know. I guess I can say he's the proprietor of Five Plated Clothing, right?
He was pissed about the Vikings losing.
They didn't lose. They got fucking I think Kirk Cousins might have had the worst game of his career. He threw for 113 yards and 3 picks.
Vikings are the best.
Right. This guy said
ever
in his message. I mean, the world knows I'm the real superstar. And I go, Aaron Rodgers is a superstar, not insert name. And then he goes, Aaron Rodgers is a stupid. Gay slang.
You put a gay slur,
and he sucks ass. He's the worst quarterback ever.
Well, he's not worse than
the worst quarterback ever.
Than Kirk Cousins, the quarterback. I mean, we need to. I mean,
he's literally top 20 of all time. The worst.
For the purpose, not for entertainment yeah. purposes, but for to say our farewell, we'll let the audience know it's Chris Restivo.
Yes.
Chris Restivo is who sent this message, and he is not happy with where he was put in the MAC rankings. He's mm-hmm. also not happy with what was said about him.
Yeah, he says the only reason you have Mac on your show is because he kisses your ass full of shit. You know it. I know it. The world knows it. The world knows I'm the real superstar. It's not cool, Rob. Not cool. He goes, no.
Well, hold on. Mac doesn't kiss my ass.
That's I said Mac shits on Joe and I constantly.
He does not kiss my yes. ass. That's not true at all. Okay.
And then I don't really understand this. He goes, not like you guys shit on me. Not cool, bro. Offer the challenge for your listeners to spend one day chilling with me. It's the final offer.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but in these social distance times, I feel like spending a day with Chris Restivo is quite possibly the worst idea I've ever heard.
Robbie, I hate to do this. Can we just find out what that means? Can we call Chris?
Oh, no. No, Max said don't do this.
I just
said, don't call
Chris. All I
want to
do is say, what does the final offer mean? Does that mean if we don't get somebody to spend a day with him, he's never going to be on the show anymore? Can I just find that out?
I don't think this is a worthwhile endeavor.
Well, but we're in the middle of it now, Robbie. Let's just do it. Come on, just give him a call. All I want to do is find out what that means. That means he won't be on the show anymore? It means he won't offer anymore? You follow what I'm saying?
See, Robbie and I have talked that this is what Chris loves, that he's getting all this talk.
Yeah, but
mentioned.
This might be the last time we'll ever have him on.
So final, let's tell him this is it.
The final offer.
No, no, he's the one who decides that, Robbie, not us. Oh, he might not pick us up.
Hello?
Hey, Chris, it's Joe and Rob. How you doing?
What's up, Chris? You're Rob and Joe show, you're on the live.
Hey, real quick, I'm reading the message that you sent to Rob, and I just want to know what it means. So you want one of our fans to spend a day with you in your life. But
nobody wants to do
stop,
that.
Stop, Robbie. But then you said that's your final offer. Does that mean, and I just want to know what the consequences are, does that mean that if you don't, if nobody agrees to spend a day with you, then you're not going to extend that offer anymore? Or are you saying, hey, I'm not going to be on your show anymore unless somebody's willing to spend a day in my life?
I'll be on the show. I don't care. I mean, dude, I'll definitely be on the show. I don't care.
So what it means, I'm just making sure I know what it means.
It doesn't mean anything.
Stop. It means that it's your final offer to have somebody spend a day with you. So here, I guess this is my question.
Yeah.
Okay. So you offer that somebody spends a day and nobody does. What if in a month from now, somebody wants to spend a day with you? Will you do it?
If they want.
Okay, well, then it's not your final offer. You know what I'm saying? Then it's not your final offer. You have there's other offers, is what you're saying.
I'm saying I'm extending my hand to the listeners
uh-huh.
to hang out with me one day and see the real Restivo.
Okay, no, I got it. Okay.
Okay,
so,
can we hang up now?
No, let me just give Chris one opportunity. Chris, tell them what happens in a day in your life, and then, Robbie, then that can be it. And I just want the listeners to know, because if we just say hang out with a guy, the listeners don't know what's going to happen. But now Chris can explain what happens in a day in his life. Go ahead, Chris.
They know what's going to happen.
Magic. That's what's going to happen.
That's Mike Chamberlain's life. Awesome.
But we have a magician on the show. Oh, you're metaphorically saying magic.
It's going to be fun.
Okay, let's say, Chris,
doesn't know what metaphorically
they come over at noon. Walk us through the day and the evening.
We're going to be partying.
No, explain what that means.
So I show up. I'm in. Hey, you open the door.
We get to go to different clubs.
So we get
have fun.
We go right to a club.
Money.
Are you treating drinks, food, or are you as a good host would do?
Just my company. That's it.
Okay.
All right, cool. All right, well, thanks, Chris.
Hey, real quick, if I give you a shirt, can you get it to Taylor Jenkins?
Yeah, why not?
All right, thanks. We can solve that problem. Taylor, you'll get your shirt in 8 months.
All right, cool. Thanks, bro. God, Robbie is just so not getting it. He just takes shots at him nonstop.
Because Robbie knows that Mac hates when we have Restivo on.
Yes.
So that was Robbie trying to secure his number two Mac ranking.
Yes.
Yes. And I'm doing Chris a favor because the longer I keep him on, the more his ranking plummets.
This has turned, you know how politics today, no one really believes anything. They just, whatever the one side that they hate says, they just.
Right,
they go against
go
that.
On the other side, right.
Yeah, school's opening. Fuck that. Yeah. Kids don't need to go to school.
Right,
right. So that's what Robbie is with Mac. If Mac wants something, he'll just. Normally, that's call Restivo. Let's fuck with him. Let's make it last longer. He's like, nope.
Yeah, calling him is only fun for me when he doesn't want to talk to us, like when we call him in the middle of a Vikings game.
Well,
also, can we play a little teaser of the thing that we're going to post on Patreon, the long message that he left for us?
Especially because he told me not to play that, but yes.
If you have a teaser, sure.
Throughout the years, I've provided quality entertainment and always fulfilled my duties to the show. What can I say? I've moved on to bigger and better things, but the Robin Joe Show will always be a big part of my life.
Hold on, stop for a second.
That's it.
That's it.
So he has moved on?
First of all, he hasn't moved on, and there are no bigger and better things.
Yeah, no, I know that, but I just want to know what he says the consequences are. So what I understand is that he said it's his final offer, and he's moving on to bigger and better things, but then he said anytime somebody wants to hang out with him, he's willing to do it. It doesn't matter. And he picked the phone right up and talked to us.
Yeah.
Are you saying that he's completely insincere, Joe?
No, I wouldn't say that. About
I wouldn't
Chris.
Say that.
That's you're saying that.
Hey, you know, now's the time to get on MyBookie because we've had 2 weeks of the NFL season. So we know who's good, who's bad, who's playing well, who's playing poorly. You can actually win some money now, Joe. Of all the NFL seasons, this is the only one we thought might not happen in our lifetime.
Yeah.
So that means we're back with MyBookie. You know, last year we did the promotion. We talk a lot about it on the bonus show. Winning season returns at MyBookie. Winning season means doubling your first deposit. Winning season means Survivor, Super Contests, and Squares. That's what I love about this part of it. It's not just straight, you know, Survivor pools are awesome. Squares, clearly just, it's luck, but it's fun. It makes every game interesting. At MyBookie, winning season means hitting all your parlays and props with your feet up, watching your team trounce their rivals. Rejoice, it's time to celebrate the NFL season.
Yeah, invest in your own intuition. You use promo code, just like last year, Robbie. Now, Robbie spelled with a Y, R-O-B-B-Y, and double your first deposit.
Mm-hmm.
New players get up to $1,000 in free play. It's a free $1,000 if you put $1,000 in there.
Yeah.
Designed to add more excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet, from live betting to championship futures. By the way, I just got a list of futures. I want to talk to you about that. Maybe
so I like those are fun bets to make.
Every play you want to make is waiting at MyBookie.
It's simple. Make your picks, win big, collect your cash. Use promo code Robbie, R-O-B-B-Y, and double your first deposit. Your winning season begins today only at MyBookie.
The Robin Joe Show.
Did you bet any games this week, this past week?
I did not. I mean, I have another little league that I'm in, which isn't as good as MyBookie with among friends. But I should have because I went 3-1 in my picks.
Who'd you miss?
I missed the friggin' Browns because they got a late touchdown Cincinnati on Thursday night with no time left.
Oh, you're
right. That screwed me out of a perfect week.
Oh, man, I forgot about that. I actually think the Browns are a pretty good team.
I mean, they have no secondary, but
Denzel Ward. They have one of the best.
True. They corners. Have one good corner, and the other, they have two, three guys out. But they have some good pieces. They have a top half of the top 12 roster in the league, but they're still the Browns.
I think and I bet on them. Focus and I, yeah. had them with a top three roster in the league.
Well, that seems a little crazy.
No, because you got to go play the game. The number one roster was the Baltimore Ravens.
Yes.
The Chiefs weren't the number one roster, and they're the best team.
Right.
Even though when I did my power rankings, I put Baltimore number one.
Right.
By the way, Baltimore will be number one in a lot of power rankings this week based on what happened.
I would allow that. Yeah.
They have the highest, and I'm going to say this on the air today during the Purple Power Hour, they have the highest point differential. They've given up the fewest points, and they scored the third most points.
You should go on MyBookie with promo code Robbie and make some money. I believe it's 3.5 points Baltimore's favored right now over the Chiefs.
The line moved.
Yeah.
It was 3.
Oh. I know. It's crazy. Look out.
So I guess you're putting all your money on the Chiefs?
I'll just to piss you off, Joe.
It should be a close game, I would think.
You never know. Yeah. I mean, I probably won't bet that game. It's too stressful. I want to be able to watch it and just enjoy it. And then critique it with you. We should have at least one argument on the air this year.
Yeah, but we can't because we have to get it in 3 minutes.
That's even better. a quickie.
Yeah, our argument last year, I'm sure that one's over, but our argument this year is that you said that more NFL executives would rather have Deshaun Watson and Lamar Jackson. I said, there's no way that's true. And then you showed me an article saying exactly that,
right,
which just, I can't believe.
Just for this season.
I can't believe it. I literally can't believe that a GM would want Deshaun. By the way, I like Deshaun Watson.
Right.
But I think Lamar Jackson, I think I, for me.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
It's.
Sorry, Robbie.
It's playing the best. I got Aaron Rodgers, but he's also, what's he, 38 years old? I mean, that's
different. I think he's 33, 34.
Maybe. No. He's older than
38?
I think he's 37. Let's look that up. But anyway.
You know what? Maybe you're right.
It doesn't matter. So, but right now, if you said what quarterback would you have, the conversation would be between Lamar, Mahomes, and Russell Wilson, although Russell Wilson is 33. If I heard that today correctly on Good Morning Football.
I thought he was younger, but.
Yeah. But those are the guys that I think.
He's 33.
I think. Here we go. Now I got to get.
Maybe
back.
He is.
Russell.
He might
Wilson
be.
Is. This is really important.
This has devolved into a football show.
31. Apologies.
Okay.
So 31.
That seems better.
He turns 33 the same month Robbie turns however old he is.
Right.
So in 2 months, he'll be
nice.
32. And then Aaron Rodgers is. 36.
There we go.
Oh, we have the same birthday. I knew that. He turns 37. How old did I say he was?
38.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so he turns 37 this year. Russell Wilson turns 32 this year. But all you'd right. rather have a guy who's 23, right?
Well, that was just for this year, though.
Right, but that wasn't the discussion we were having. That wasn't the argument that we were having. We weren't having who would NFL executives take this year. That wasn't the discussion.
Well, that's the point. I was referencing that article.
No, and I'm not. That. Listen, yes. That's a separate argument. What I'm right. saying, you said to me that more NFL GMs would want Deshaun Watson over Lamar Jackson. And I strongly believe that's not the case.
Okay.
But
if it's
wrong.
For this year, then it's probably for the future because they're both young.
Right.
It's not.
But, and now, by the way, I could be wrong. Right. I certainly could be wrong. Mm-hmm. That article has Drew Brees above Lamar Jackson. So it's, you know, but are they the same age? How old is Deshaun Watson?
No, they're not the same age, but they're clearly both
Lamar,
entering
young.
Their prime. Yes.
Lamar Jackson is younger than Joe Burrow.
He is.
And I know you love Joe Burrow.
I do love Joe Burrow. Who doesn't?
Well, he's not as good as Lamar Jackson.
In your mind, there's nothing in the world as good as Lamar
Well,
Jackson.
I'll say this. In my opinion, there's only one quarterback in the discussion right now who's playing better. Now, that's not fair because Russell Wilson's played better than both of them. But, you know, if you said today, all right, who do you want? Who do you want to run with? Really, I feel like there'd only be two people in the conversation, and one of them would be my guy, and the other one would be Patrick Mahomes. But you think, and again, I could be wrong because that, you know, that article clearly says otherwise, even this season. Deshaun Watson, by the way, he's lost two games by, he's only lost two games in his career by more than 14 points.
How much of this are you going to edit out, Robbie?
Feel free.
And they're both to the Ravens. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, we have to do our Purple Power Hour here right after the show.
We're,
I know.
Yeah, so we're exhausting our football.
But you guys are feeling constricted by that 3 minutes, so you're wanting to.
I feel free
to just go off on the tangents. If they don't care as much about football talk, I feel free to just change the subject.
And we also can't talk about this conversation we're having on the Purple Power Hour because you wouldn't make an argument on the Purple Power Hour why you think Deshaun Watson is a better quarterback.
Well, I didn't make that argument with you. I said that's what GM said because I read that article. I was just repeating that article.
Oh, I see. You read that article, and that article is what made you say that. Got it. Okay.
Yes. My argument was that's what they said.
Those guys are idiots. And that's my argument.
My larger argument.
Also those NFL executives. It's
my larger argument is that you look at Lamar slightly more rose-colored glasses than the rest of the people.
Okay, but he was a unanimous MVP.
Okay.
It's not like people didn't think he had the best season.
Okay. I'm saying that you think that's ridiculous, and then you read it, and so that would at least make you think maybe I'm love him more than the rest of most people, which they could be wrong, and that's not even the issue.
Right, I got
I'm saying,
no, yeah. No, but you can't be wrong if what you're saying is that more GMs would take Deshaun Watson versus Lamar Jackson. I still don't believe that to be true, but the only piece of evidence that we have is this executives. By the way, it's 50, so that means it's not even GMs because there's only 32 GMs in the league, and we don't even know what the term executive means. But these guys are people who are paid to evaluate football, so but that surprises me. But they also had Drew Brees above them. They also had Who they have? Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson. There were five players above Lamar Jackson.
Okay, we're losing the audience.
All right,
what's whatever. The chat
we're
saying?
Losing you.
No, the chat's probably shitting on us.
I was waiting. I'm waiting for Robbie to respond.
We lost Robbie a long time ago. Big plans tonight, Robbie, with the girlfriend? Is this date night?
No, we don't normally get together on Monday night, so.
You gonna watch the game?
Maybe.
You gonna listen?
Seriously?
Are you gonna listen to Purple Power Hour together?
No.
Is really? She a football fan, Robbie?
Not really.
Let me tell you something. My father.
Mm-hmm. Now we're back on track.
When I was growing up, one year, let me see if Robbie remembers this. He ripped the schedule out of the TV guide. Okay, the Washington Redskins at the time, that's what they were called, he ripped their schedule out of the TV guide. And by the way, it wasn't the TV guide. It was the one that came in the post, and it was an 8x10, and it was black and white, and he tore it out and had a picture of each helmet of each team they were playing. And this year was 1980. And the reason I know that is that they went 6-10 that year, Jack Pardee as coach.
Yeah.
And my father wrote the score of every game. He's chronicling a horrible season. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So imagine loving football so much that even when your team sucks, you have it as a piece of art stuck on.
That's beautiful.
Let me tell you something else that I thought about. So I was over there this weekend, and when 1976 is when my brother and I, as very small kids, moved into our house in Crownsville, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was going into the third grade. Robbie was going into the fifth grade. And across the street, directly across the street, the neighbors were building a house. We'd never met him yet.
Right.
And my father went over there, stole lumber from their build, and built an end table, a coffee table. He built a coffee table.
He stole it.
Well, it's not his. It's the neighbor's. By the way, it's also like stylized.
I got to see Gramps. He's going to say this never happened.
Well, he can't say it didn't happen. I'm going to tell you why. It's still fucking there.
But that doesn't mean that he stole it.
For our people who know lumber, it's called T111. It's siding.
It had these weird, what's the word? Molding on it, right?
Yeah.
So when the neighbors came over, they're looking at this, they go, that looks like our house. You know what I mean? And it's still there.
Are the neighbors still there?
No, of course not. And by the way, the house doesn't even look the same. They redid that whole house.
The neighbors moved. I can't live in this neighborhood. There's a lot of theft.
Yes, my dad just said in chat, I still use dead. You can say you stole it. The statute of limitations is long over. But here's the thing.
Gramps, he just went up in Max ranking somehow.
Oh,
Gramps
yeah, no did. Doubt. Yes. But here's the thing I thought about. It's like, okay, I get that. It fits perfectly. It fits in between two chairs that are angled oddly. So, he does all that. But what's strange is that at some point you're like, well, I'd like to update my furniture. I don't want to have something I built in 1976. You follow what I'm saying?
Of course. It's a long time ago.
Well, yeah. It's 40 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Do I have that right?
I mean, it's one thing to have an antique, like a table, but something that you're sitting
on. It's 44 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's the same table that my father built from stolen wood.
Well, it's a table. Then, I take that back. Why do you need a new table?
Because the side looks like the neighbor's house.
Table's got memories.
And at one time, we also had a TV stand made out of that material.
We also had a bar made out of that material.
That's right.
So my father basically furnished our entire house out of those other people's.
Yeah, I'd say he got his money's worth, but he stole it all.
Here's the thing I didn't realize until I got older. My dad is extremely frugal, right?
Yeah, clearly.
I didn't know growing. Did you know that growing up, Robbie?
Yeah.
You did? It never occurred to me.
Well, how would you? You have no comparison.
Yeah.
But I never felt like I got to wear Nike's shoes, you know what I mean? My mom would always take us shopping. I got to wear Levi's. I didn't have to wear like tough skins. As soon as I was style conscious,
How was he frugal?
I that's what I'm saying. I didn't know until we got older. And now, no matter what he asks, talks about the price. I'm telling you, no matter what.
Every old person does that.
We went to McDonald's on, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, my father and I. First thing my father goes, he goes, you ever had a filet-o-fish sandwich? And I go, what? He goes, yeah, you ever have a filet of fish? I go, fucking of course I've had a filet of fish. I'm 51. He goes, yeah, but I didn't know if you had a McDonald's filet of fish. I go, no, filet of fish is a McDonald's. He goes, no, lots of places have filet of fish. I go, no. Places that fish fillets. Filet-O-Fish is McDonald's.
What percentage of the fish sandwiches you've ate in your life have been from McDonald's?
97%. Probably more than that. Fish sandwich?
Right.
I think 100%. I don't know if I've ever had a fish sandwich anywhere else. But anyway.
Oh, crab cake sandwich. I don't count.
So my father goes, all right. He goes, all right. He goes, get two filet-O-Fish with extra tartar sauce.
Nice.
Okay, he gets extra tartar sauce. And he goes, and fries. And he goes, I don't need a drink. I'll get a drink at home. Well, you know, they come in the meals.
Yeah.
The value meals.
Right.
So I go, you're going to eat two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches? He goes, no, I was getting one for you. I go, don't tell me what to eat. I'll eat whatever the hell I want.
Hey, you're going to love this.
Right.
He's so, giving you a recommendation.
So I didn't.
Have you ever had a Bloomin' Onion from Outback? You should try it.
And he ate the Filet-O-Fish, and I'm sure it was delicious with extra tartar sauce. But the extra tartar sauce.
Well, is it in a packet or is it already put on there?
No, they put it on there.
Okay.
I remember one time we were coming back from a murder mystery. I might have told this story on here. You weren't with us. I mean, you were with us, but you weren't in the car.
Right.
Me, Katie,
I was
Justin,
dead.
And Sean Gabbert. That's yeah. Who was in the car. And I went to, and we went to McDonald's. You know, there's no place to eat. It's the middle of the night. And
yeah.
You're starving. So we used to go to McDonald's. I go, give me a Big Mac. Give me extra special sauce. That was
to be funny, or you really wanted it?
I wanted it.
Okay.
Well. I thought I wanted it.
Oh, boy.
Can I tell you, never. I think they were like, fuck this guy. And they just ruined my meal. It was just dripping. It was horrible. And they put enough special sauce on it.
I have never deviated from the however they make it at fast food.
I think that's the last time.
However it comes, no, that's what I order.
No onions. I do that.
No,
sure.
I've never made any change. I don't want them. I don't want an extra step for the people that are making this.
But I hate onions.
Okay. Well, then
So I do that, but.
Then I wouldn't order that.
Yeah. We also, I was going to say you have an opportunity to have your burger made fresh, but now they make them all fresh now, right? They don't do what they used to do, where they just throw them down that chute and sit them under that warming lamp. That's over, right?
If I eat fast food these days, it's Chick-fil-A almost every time. It's only Chick-fil-A.
God, Chick-fil-A is so good. Oh, that's another thing. When my father, he goes, the line was wrapped around the building. As a matter of fact, it was wrapped around the building, and then when you were done, you had to sit in the line again because they're so, it's McDonald's. They don't yeah. know they're going to be like Chick-fil-A, right? There's no two lanes. There's no this. And we're just sitting there waiting. I don't know how long we were in there. I guarantee you it was at least 30 minutes we were in there. And the whole time I was thinking, you know, Chick-fil-A, we'd be gone. We'd have been 25 minutes ago.
They're so efficient.
Sometimes they bring me my food, and I go out of line before I even get to the window to get my food, where I don't even have to wait in the line that I'm in.
Right.
And then I think about Popeyes because, you know, Popeyes is shit, right? We all agree with
have
that.
Have you had the chicken sandwich yet? I still haven't had it.
I've had it. I mean, listen, the chicken sandwich is fine.
Well, of course it's good. It's a fried chicken sandwich.
It's fine. The point is this. So Popeyes, other than this small little window when their chicken sandwich is trying to compete with Chick-fil-A, nobody went to Popeyes. It sucks. The service is horrible. They're usually...
No, I think if you wanted fried chicken and you're choosing between KFC or Popeyes, your people were going to Popeyes.
I'm definitely going to KFC, although I know my father liked Popeyes, but it doesn't matter. The point is that they're not used to volume customers.
Correct.
So how much better would that sandwich have to be for you to have to wait for those people, not the people at Chick-fil-A, the people that are used to having four customers a day.
Right. Yeah.
Now trying to get you out of this job. Right, exactly. Yeah. And they ran out of chicken, which their chicken place. You know, they stopped selling the sandwich for like 4 months because they didn't have any chicken.
Well, I've never had a chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A and been unsatisfied.
No, and no matter, even when I vary, although, hold on, I'm lying.
Uh-oh.
I did have one. Here's why. Sometimes I get the spicy. Do you get the spicy sometimes?
I go back and forth.
Me too. And I'm always happy with my decision.
Yeah.
But the other day I pulled out my spicy chicken sandwich and it had cheese on it.
Yeah, I get cheese on it.
You do?
If I get the deluxe, sometimes I get the deluxe because then it has lettuce and tomato and cheese.
I don't want that.
All right.
I don't want any vegetables at all ever to touch this palate.
None?
Yeah. So they put cheese on it. And
what
I
kind of
happy.
Cheese?
When I say just a slice of whatever they put.
Because I like the pepper jack.
Yeah. So they just threw a slice of Kraft Single on it or yeah. whatever the hell they do. It wasn't. I still ate it. I still liked it.
It wasn't horrible. I'm sure it wasn't.
I would rather have had no cheese.
Have you had their fish sandwich? Does Gramps have that one? Has he
you
had
know,
that one
Katie
before?
Ate that one time.
Yeah. Tawana's got it before.
She has?
Yeah. And then I got it. It's fine.
Well, she had. Why would you get a fish sandwich at Chick-fil-A?
I don't know. I mean, just be crazy. Live a little.
Man, my dad's going to be like, I'll never deviate.
Oh, shit. Real quick. I guess I give an update. I did go on Marcus Serta's morning show. I guess we were going to play audio from that, but we can do it another time, right, Robbie? Or did you not have audio?
I did not pull audio. I was going to ask if there was anything in particular you wanted to
pull. Well, let's tease it because you went on his show. And
Two times.
So we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, Mac listened.
No, we won't talk about it next week because we're not going to be here.
What about when we talk about it on bonus, Robbie? We can talk about it.
We can, sure.
But thanks for having me on, Marcus. Yeah, we're going to do just a bonus show next week. We've got Monday night is a Ravens-Chiefs game, which means Joe is doing pregame stuff. So we can't do anything on Monday. And then Tuesday we'll do the Power Hour show from 7 to 8 on 98 Rock. And then before that, we'll record our bonus show for our Patreons. Hey, good stuff, people. Go try a fillet of fish. Live a little. See you.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.